Welcome to the Kibune Shrine. This shrine dates back to the year 889, when local Manazuru fishermen are said to have found 12 wooden statues, what they believed were statues, and they had a shrine erected for them. Before the strict segregation of Shinto and Buddhism that was imposed in Meiji, during the Meiji Restoration, the Kibune Shrine was known as the Kinomiya Daimyoji. There's a long flight of stairs that lead up to the main buildings of the shrines, overlooking the harbor. It's now separated from the waters by a road, by some reclaimed land. But in the old days, fishermen used to be able to take their boats right up to the base of the shrine. This was much easier than walking through the hills and dark forests around the shrine. Over the centuries, the shrine has become a place for people to pray, asking the gods for protection in their daily lives. And daily lives in Manazuru were centered around fishing and the rock quarries, two dangerous forms of employment with lots of risks and dangers. For that reason, you can see a rare sculpture here. One of the two lion dogs guarding the shrine buildings. There's also a sign for the shrine's care of the children who may have lost their parents, or at least their fathers, in these lines of work. The shrine is run by now the 31st and 32nd generation of the same family. The shrine is also closely connected to the Kibune Matsuri, which is celebrated on the 27th and 28th of July. It's one of Japan's three most famous boat festivals, also recognized as an intangible cultural property by the Japanese government. The shrine's famous festival is characterized by lavishly decorated boats and portable shrines called Mikoshi paraded through town to lively music and a community celebrating life and health and happiness and prosperity for the new year. Definitely something not to miss in the summer months.